Before filmmaker Wes Anderson made The Royal Tenenbaums, he had directed just two other movies, Bottle Rocket and Rushmore. Neither was a box office hit. Still, major movie stars clamor to be in Anderson's pictures, and critics talk about his work as if he were an anointed star of tomorrow. Well, most critics do. Bob Mondello is hedging a little.
I liked Wes Anderson's Bottle Rocket a lot. It was a nifty little surprise of a movie about several thoroughly inept would-be thieves, and it introduced brothers Owen and Luke Wilson, who've since appeared in other movies, to nice advantage. Luke was also in Anderson's second movie, Rushmore, which was co-written by Owen and was kind of fun, though I felt its story about a prep school kid with delusions of grandeur played like an in-joke that I wasn't entirely in on. Now comes The Royal Tenenbaums, again co-scripted by Anderson and Owen Wilson, and again featuring Owen and his brother Luke, but in much tonier company than before. Gwyneth Paltrow, Angelica Houston, and Ben Stiller are all playing members of the Tenenbaum family. Bill Murray, who was also in Rushmore, and Danny Glover are hangers-on. And Gene Hackman plays the family patriarch, long absent and anxious to con his way back into the family's good graces. His name is Royal Tenenbaum. So, okay, I get the title joke. Now, what about the others? Take this scene in which Luke Wilson is suggesting that they let Royal, who falsely claims to be dying, move back into the house. His brother, played by Ben Stiller, objects.
What are you suggesting?
That he come here and stay in my room.
Are you out of your mind?
No, I'm not.
You poor sucker. You poor washed-up papa's boy.
All right, let's not get out of here.
Please don't get in the middle of this, Mr. Sherman. This is a family matter.
Don't talk to him like that.
Call me Henry.
I prefer Mr. Sherman.
Call him Henry.
Why? I don't know him that well.
You've known him for 10 years.
As your accountant, Mr. Sherman, yes.
Where are you going to sleep?
I'm just going to camp out upstairs.
Well, we brought an extra sleeping bag if you
Uzi.
We don't mind, Dad. We like him.
Who? Pappy?
Pappy?
He can sleep in the room above us.
Ari, it's not your decision.
Nor is it yours.
Okay, now I can tell you what's supposed to be funny about some of that. For starters, the notion that these adult children, all former child prodigies, are now living in their mother's house and bickering as if they'd never left. Papa's boy is a nice epithet, and the fact that Ben Stiller's character has named one of his kids Uzi, like the machine gun, is smile-provoking. But this is not exactly sparkling comedy of manners dialogue. It's sort of flat-footed, and the actors inflected in ways that mostly suggest they're in a big-budget home movie, except for Gene Hackman and Angelica Houston. Where everyone else is filling in character outlines, these two seem to be playing fully rounded and involved characters.
Where's the doctor?
Just wait a second now. Wait a second. Okay, listen, I'm not dying. But I need some time. A month or so, okay? I want us to...
What's wrong with you? God,
damn. Ethel!
Are you crazy?
Ethel, baby, I am dying.
Okay, now that's funnier, but not much of the film rises to that level of involvement. Mostly the director seems content to give his actors comic set pieces and leave them to play. They seem to be having a pretty good time in The Royal Tenenbaums, as does Wes Anderson. And why shouldn't he, with real film royalty in nearly every shot? But I couldn't help wishing that I were having as good a time as they were. I'm Bob Mondello.